the fasting of the month of Ramadan is an important pillar of
إنما سمي رمضان لأنه يرمض الذنوب.
Verily, the month of Ramadan has been thus named because it scorches away sins.
What does Maah Ramadan mean to us?
This is Dialogue, a program on the holy month of Ramadan and the importance of fasting. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program. This is Dialogue. We're talking about the blessed and holy month of Ramadan. The holy month of Ramadan, as you all know, is the blessed and honorable month when the doors of the Almighty Allah's mercy are open. It is the blessed month when forgiveness is easy to gain, but only if we take our steps in this direction. The holy month of Ramadan, the great month when the doors of hell are closed, a beautiful, a blessed, an honorable month, a month where we return towards the Almighty Allah. The holy month of Ramadan, a month where we gain our provisions for our journey towards the hereafter. The holy month of Ramadan, where we establish a connection with our loving, nurturing Lord, our Creator and Sustainer, Allah, exalted and glorified is He. The holy month of Ramadan, the greatest of months, the most honorable of months, this month in which we can return towards Allah, this month in which we can reconnect with Allah, this month in which we can gain the provisions for the hereafter. This, the holy month of Ramadan.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله من أدرك شهر رمضان فلم يغفر له أبعده الله.
Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم stated, he who experiences the month of Ramadan and remains unforgiven has indeed been distanced by Allah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio, and we were talking about the holy month of Ramadan. In this very beautiful and blessed month, the holy month of Ramadan, this blessed opportunity that has been given to us by the Almighty Allah to change the course of our lives, to really follow through on our spiritual journey towards Allah. In this holy month of Ramadan, one of the important things that we can do is a dua, supplication, litanies. These supplications, dear friends, of course, we have many different kinds of supplications that are recommended in the holy month of Ramadan. These supplications and these duas and these litanies, these are very important for us to conduct and to act upon, because not only they are recommended for a certain purpose. They are recommended so that we learn from these du'as. And these du'as are a means for us to be able to connect with the Almighty Allah. These du'as, they also teach us the formal manner in which we should address Allah. and they also teach us what we should request from the Almighty Allah. Are the things that we should request from Allah just limited to a car or a house or a job or a wife or children? What are the things that the Ahlul Bayt, the progeny of the Holy Prophet Muhammad and the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, what have they taught us to request from the Almighty Allah? Yes, we should request everything from Allah, but do we really pay attention to the spiritual matters, to the spiritual sustenance, which we are all greatly in need of? And the only one who can provide that spiritual sustenance, along with the material sustenance, is the Almighty Allah. And so in this blessed month, this month of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, we should make sure to conduct and recite these du'as, understand and reflect upon these du'as, and really try to learn what these du'as are trying to teach us. There is a world of spiritual wisdom within these du'as, these supplications, these litanies. Or for example, the Sahifa Sajjadiyya of the divinely appointed Imam Sajjad, Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam. Surely the one who supplicates comes close to Allah. And don't forget that reciting these supplications in the Arabic is recommended, but also find time to speak with the Almighty Allah, because this month is a great month to be able to connect with your loving Creator, the Almighty, the Exalted Allah. This is Dialogue, the holy month of Ramadan.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
In one of the ayat in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes who are muttaqeen, what are the qualities. Of course, it is not a, you know, exclusive description, but these are the three important points he mentions, where he says, this is ayat number 133, وَسَارِعُ إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْعَرْضِ. You know, move forward quickly towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the paradise, which the width of that is equal to the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This Jannah has been prepared for those who are muttaqeen, those who have taqwa. And then he describes three qualities about them. الذين ينفقون في السراء والزراء. Number one, متقين are those who give in charity openly as well as secretly. Number two, والكاظمين الغيظ. These are those who control their anger. والعافين عن الناس. And third quality, that not only that they control their anger, rather they forgive those who are doing wrong to them. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the good doers. And we see here that besides charity, the very important character of a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about regarding the muttaqeen is الكاظمين الغيظ, those who control their anger. And this is where the issue of, you know, controlling emotions and feelings is actually, you know, result of fasting. When we control our desires, you know, this is where we would control our emotions, and that is, you know, one of the outcomes of fasting during the month of Ramadan, provided we understand that philosophy. that it's not just a diet program, it's more than that.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. محارب اتصال برب العالمين وروضات سناها تقيم الوحي فينا محارب اتصال برب العالمين